We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. In a moment, we're going to go to Kathy Barnett here on Talk Radio 1210. Just wanted to mention this. Rioters in the Boston area defaced the Shaw 54th Regiment Memorial to black soldiers in the Civil War as a protest was there in the city on Sunday. They just were attacking and graffitiing any work of art, apparently. And, you know, any knowledge of that, these are guys fighting in the Civil War when they had no freedom. I wonder how many of these people would even know the Tuskegee Airmen. They're in my top of heroes. Imagine few, if any, rights, World War II, and one of the bravest, most skilled units. If you ever have a chance, if any surviving Tuskegee Airmen is going to be at an event, go. You'll be inspired by it. Alan West and I talk about that all the time. Now, Kathy Barnett, running against the Dean of Decency, Madeline Dean, is an African-American conservative out there in the suburbs and accomplished entrepreneur, author. Let's bring her in here on the events of the day on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kathy, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for having me back. It's such an exciting morning. I woke up this morning and realized, I mean, I felt it even before yesterday's election, that we were going to have a really good day. It was just really nice to see it being quantified on paper this
morning.
Absolutely.
Well, you're in the toughest race in the country. You're running against the Dean of Decency. What's the biggest issue between you and Madeline Dean, do you think?
You know, let me just finish by saying we essentially came in tied in votes with Madeline Dean. And now, according to the quote-unquote experts, we were predicted to not even have a snowball chance in Hades of remotely coming in close with her. And so I know, so everyone has been telling me from the day that I decided to run, you know what, this is going to be an uphill battle. Oh, I don't know. I don't think you're going to do really well. And yesterday proved the fact that Americans want something different. And one of the things I earnestly believe that they want is people with a backbone. They want people to lead them. And what we're seeing all across America right now just puts a pin in that particular aspect. The new strategy from the left primarily is the strategy that I'm coining, stick your head in the sand strategy. And that strategy says just give them space to vent. Oh, it's just pent up anger. Just give them space to loot and riot and all of that. There is a stark difference between protesting something that is wrong and George Floyd's death definitely qualifies for something that is grossly wrong. And I mean, and I was so very proud of my nation when I saw all across America, my sphere like yours is pretty large, and I did not see one person in my circle say, wait, I need to wait until more evidence come in. I didn't see any of that. Instead, I saw the heart of a nation rise up and condemn what we all saw in Mr. Floyd's death. And now, but that has been co-opted by a very radical group of agitators who are bent on making this nation ungovernable. And people like Madeline Dean and Governor Kenney, Governor Wolf in Minnesota, all of these feckless, progressive Democrats, their strategy is literally stick your head in the sand, sit on your hand, pray to God that this just passed and go away, which is not only not working, but it's anti-American.
Right. That is exactly right. They're just praying it will go away versus, and Kathy, we've seen this story too, and you are an entrepreneur. Last time you told us about being raised on a farm, a pig farm, you've come from, you know, a difficult circumstance to rise up. These were African-American, Latino women entrepreneurs, a number of them women. There's a story in the paper today of a woman who felt as if she were seconds ahead of this, owned a jewelry store, had to go and collect up all of her jewelry and take it out of there. Entrepreneurs face enough hurdles, let alone having to worry because of this, they will be done. Coming off lockdown, they will have nothing to go to.
Again, I'm sure you are as well. I am a firm believer in the First Amendment. My campaign, we just held a rally a couple of weeks ago. I am a firm believer that we as Americans have the right to address our issues, our grievances with our leadership. We have that right. But what we're experiencing today is, again, this radical left aggression that is co-opting our First Amendment, using it against us, and calling and using it as a cover to riot. You have a right to be angry. You don't have a right to pick up bricks and throw them through businesses. What we're experiencing today is not just impacting white businesses, but it's also harming black businesses. Right. And just a couple of weeks ago, for the past 2 months, now going into three, we've lost almost every gain we saw over the past 3 years, over $11 trillion. Mm-hmm. And right when we were at the gate of opening, of hoping, seeing the light that we can go back out into society and start re-engaging into society, now we're hit with this. So not only have my 401k been significantly impacted, which of course hurts the middle class, which of course hurts black people, now these rioting is not just hurting white businesses, but it's hurting all of us.
It does. And those jobs are going to be hard to come back. Kathy, and this ongoing, we'll have you back soon. How do people find you in your campaign? And I didn't know that the vote count with Madeline Dean yesterday. I guess we'll get a lecture on decency to the voters out there. Where do we find Kathy
decency.
Barnett in your campaign? What do we do?
Again, go to KathyBarnettForCongress.com, KathyBarnettForCongress.com. This is doable, and we have just proven it. This mountain is not so insurmountable after all. We just need people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired and want people to actually represent them. We need you to go to our website, KathyBarnettForCongress.com, and support us.
Thank you, Kathy. To be continued. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.